Since a December uprising by Christian militia, the minority Muslim community of the Central African Republic has been subject to sectarian violence. Tens of thousands of Muslims are fleeing to neighboring countries by plane and truck as Christian militias stage brutal attacks, shattering the social fabric of this war-ravaged nation. Human Rights Watch has warned the Muslim community will disappear if killings are not stopped. The brutalities began to escalate when the country's first Muslim leader, Michel Djotodia, stepped down and went into exile last month. So what is the root cause of the violence and what is the solution? I'm Homa Lizgi and you're watching The Debate.
Human Rights Watch has warned about the situation in the Central African Republic, saying that most Muslim populated areas there have been entirely deserted for fear of mob violence. The organization says there are systematic efforts to erase every evidence of Muslims' existence across the country. According to the rights group, Muslims' homes are being taken over and razed to the ground by militants. The organization has also called for a full-fledged UN peacekeeping mission to immediately stop the killings there. It warned that the future of the Muslim community of the Central African Republic will be gone otherwise. Also, Doctors Without Borders or Médecins Sans Frontières has warned that violence against Central African Republic Muslims has reached intolerable and unprecedented levels.
It's rather disappointing, rather shameful and embarrassing to say the least. It would appear that Christian militias are going out on the lynch mob to attack Muslims in huge numbers, which has literally exterminated most of them from their towns and villages. And it's been criticized by Human Rights Watch and, to an extent, the president, Samba Panza, unable to contain the problem, has actually asked for the International Criminal Court to start looking at some of these crimes.
Field reports show mob violence in the capital, Bangui, has escalated to the point where crowds slay Muslims and mutilate their bodies almost on a daily basis. In the latest incident, two Muslims were lynched by Christians. They were among at least 10 people killed in a week of violence and looting in the capital city. Reports say a Muslim man was killed and his body was torched outside the city hall in the western part of the Bangui on Sunday. The unthinkable violence reached its apex when soldiers brutally lynched another Muslim there a few days ago. They first stabbed him and then dragged his body along the streets before setting it on fire. The Central African Republic has been gripped by turmoil since a December 2013 uprising by Christian militias. The brutalities began to escalate when the country's first Muslim leader, Michel Djotodia, stepped down and went into exile last month. Djotodia, who had seized power in a coup last March, had been under pressure from regional leaders to resign. His departure was meant to bring stability to this poor country, but humanitarian and human rights workers say there is more violence now than at any time since the coup.
The Muslims, which are in the minority, are feeling victimized right now because they're being overrun, their villages are being overrun, their women and children are being pushed to the edge, literally running away if they can survive. And ultimately, it's a disaster all around. It's a shame because the French, who are there as the peacekeepers, are not seeing us honest brokers, but at least the Muslims. And that's where the Chadian forces have actually come to provide some balance.
The UN estimates that nearly 2 million people are also in need of humanitarian assistance. The horrifying incidents are taking more tolls on Muslims, and every day more innocent people are being slaughtered, while the international community has taken no immediate measure to stop the violence there. Now it remains to be seen if they finally make a move, or we will see more of such grisly scenes.
You're watching The Debate. Joining me now live from London is Director of the Center for Muslims Affairs, Mr. Jahangir Mohammed, and with us live from Washington, African policy analyst, Mr. Nia Kueta. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for being with us here on The Debate. I'll put my first question to our guest in Washington. Mr. Kueta, since the departure of Seleka Head and interim president Michel Djotodia in January under international pressure, Christian militias, you know, have stepped up revenge attacks against Muslims. But the question is why, and why in such a brutal way as well? Well, it looks like we've got a little problem with the audio from Washington. I do apologize to our viewers for that. We'll try to bring Mr. Akueta back with us just as soon as we can. Before we get that problem solved, let's just go to our guest in London on this, Mr. Jahangir Mohammed. Mr. Mohammed, the question, the same that I put to our guest in Washington, why do you think we're seeing this amount of violence with such brutality directed against the Muslims, even though, as I said, Jotadia, you know, stepped down?
Well, I think the attitudes towards Muslims existed, the hatred towards Muslims existed within the population, but as long as the Christian community were in power and in control, that wasn't an issue. But as soon as a Muslim rebel group took over for the first time, you had the first Muslim president, the issue became one of both power and religion. And what's happening is that there's an intricate link here in the whole of Africa to do with resources. We've seen this played out in Sudan, in the south, where the leaders were backed by corporate interests and large corporations, John Garang, and eventually that led to a breakup of the Sudanese state and a separation of the south. Even though it wasn't majority Christian. And what we're seeing is the former leader Bouzizi and an alliance of international forces and capitalist interests who are trying to regain control and to eliminate and ethnically cleanse the Muslim population because for some reason they perceive them as a threat to their interests. Even though the Muslim leader stepped down and stepped aside to try and hold the country together, it's actually unleashed a hatred that was latent within the community towards towards Muslims. And you know, in a lot of parts of Africa, the type of Christianity that is preached, the evangelical type of Christianity that comes from the United States, that comes from some parts of Britain as well, is deeply anti-Muslim and preaches a hatred towards Muslims and is actually very, very extremist. And that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing that hatred.
Comments from our guest in Washington as well on this before we continue with that subject. Mr. Akueta, good to have you back. Now, our guest there was telling us that this is about cleansing the Muslims, and we are hearing that Muslims now in the capital, Bangui, are confined mostly to a single neighborhood in the north of Bangui. And Human Rights Watch, I'm quoting, saying that our greatest fear is that in a few weeks there will be no Muslims in Bangui and in the west of the country. Do you think also that this is about cleansing Muslims from the country?
I think a little bit of it is true, but I have to confess to you that I disagree with a lot of the analysis in the background giving and my colleague in London who has spoken, because the key is that Mr. Jotodia came to power and overthrew an established government. He had a militia, and the key mistake that he made was that once he took power, he basically said to his militia, he said he had nothing to do with them and they can simply go out into the country and sort of grab whatever they can. And they used a lot of violence. Now, they were categorized as Muslims. I'm sure that they have a lot of other identities, national identity, ethnic identity, and even racial identity. But they were characterized, the Seleka, as Muslims, and therefore there was a backlash. It actually started by local Christian militias trying to protect their community from the Seleka. I think it is very dangerous to cast what is going on as Muslims being cleansed. Now, I do agree that they are in a minority, and in certain communities, they are being pushed out. But I'll give you one quick example. Human Rights Watch also reported that in the town of Boyali, 200 miles north of Bangui, there was a fight. At first, the Christian militias took the town from Seleka. Seleka came back and burned down 961 homes, with civilians in it. So my point is a lot of innocent Central African citizens and residents are being killed, but we must not make it like it is a one-sided thing. It is a horrible violence on all sides, and casting it as Muslims being attacked due to long-standing hatred, I take strong exception, because that is only going to make things worse.